Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? And why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself had made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know you have acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
While the disciples were telling how they had seen Jesus risen from the dead, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem."
You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. In high school, I had a friend who struggled with academic work in our competitive prep school environment. He wasn't a bad student, but in a school where acceptance at Ivy League colleges and national merit scholarships were pretty common, he mostly got B's in his classes, even when he tried really hard. On the other hand, he was an exceptional athlete, not only in team sports, but in more individual pursuits like surfing and rock climbing. Now, I, as someone who is afraid of heights and not naturally prone to physical exertion, I found the appeal of rock climbing especially hard to understand. So one day I asked him what it was he liked about it, expecting that I might hear something about adrenaline or the thrill of conquering a new challenge. But his answer went in a different direction. "I don't know exactly how to explain it," he said, "but when I'm climbing, I feel smart." That moment has always stuck with me, perhaps because it was the first time I was introduced to the reality of multiple intelligences, or the idea that being smart isn't the same thing as being good at school. After all, a body that can easily accomplish the feats of balance, coordination, strength, and other skills involved in rock climbing is demonstrating some real smarts. Thinking about the intelligence of the body gave me a new appreciation for the giftedness of a good tennis swing, or the exquisite poise of a dancer's posture, or the grace of a well-executed free throw. These aren't mindless actions. They are, in their own way, exceedingly intelligent. Today's gospel passage, especially when paired with last week's, reminds us of the importance of the body in Christian theology and practice. When Jesus came back from the dead to spend time with his disciples, he was very clearly in a transformed but still human body. On the one hand, he could do some strange things like appearing in locked rooms that made the disciples wonder if they were seeing a ghost. On the other hand, he goes to great lengths to show that not only is his body still human with regular needs like hunger, but also it is still his. Thus, the insistence on showing the places where he had been wounded during the crucifixion. Jesus invites the disciples to touch and see his body, because that is how they will know him. His body is an inescapable aspect of who he is, to them, to himself, to the world. Christianity, of course, has a complicated, often negative relationship with bodies. Too frequently, bodies, and especially women's bodies, have been seen as spaces to be policed and controlled, rather than gifts to be celebrated. When only certain kinds of bodies are held up as worthy of love and respect, we know that something has gone seriously astray in our theology. The meaning of the incarnation is lost when we punish or police bodies in the name of purity or any other religious value. The Word became flesh and lived among us. That means there is no reason to see our flesh as anything other than inherently beautiful and valuable, a temple, a dwelling place for the divine. It turns out secular society hasn't done the body many favors either. Now it is not so much the church as it is purveyors of cosmetics, clothing, and fitness plans that police our bodies and deem some few worthy, While the vast majority are made to feel ashamed and inferior, children in grade school are beginning to see themselves as overweight and therefore unlovable. Women half my age are getting cosmetic surgery and buying products to make themselves look younger. All of this is so much worse for people whose bodies fall into categories that have been othered in our society. People of color, people with visible or invisible disabilities, trans people, non-binary people, and so many others. It's all enough to make many of us genuinely unable to approach our bodies with love, compassion, and gratitude, let alone reverence and awe. While we really can't know how people felt about their bodies in first century Palestine, I imagine things were pretty complicated then, too. Given their living conditions, most of the early followers of Jesus knew all too well how vulnerable bodies were to disease, privation, and the elements. They didn't have air conditioning. They couldn't pick up dinner at a drive-thru. Their bodies were their primary source of transportation and employment. Being sick, injured, or disabled often meant ruin. They didn't have, perhaps, the scientific understanding of the human body that we do now, but they likely had more of a sense of connection to their bodies than most of us do in our highly technologized and mostly sedentary culture. And into this complicated situation, then and now, comes Jesus. That same Jesus who drew with his finger in the dirt, who took a nap in a boat during a raging storm, who used his voice to call and teach and inspire people, and his hands to heal them. That Jesus, the same one who had died on the cross, stood among them and spoke a word of peace. And then he asked them for something to eat. In the incarnation, Jesus came into the world as a human being, as an act of radical solidarity. During his earthly ministry, Jesus was a force of liberation for all the various ways that we are oppressed and that we oppress ourselves and other people. We all need liberation from something. And for a lot of us, that includes liberation from toxic beliefs about our bodies, as well as liberation from toxic beliefs about other bodies, bodies that are not like ours, but are just as worthy of love and respect. We need to learn to see the human body as part of God's redeeming work so that we can behold Christ in one another. Trisha Hersey is a womanist theologian and multidisciplinary artist, and she's found a way to detach from much of what is so harmful to our bodies and souls in today's culture. She calls the economic and social system that traps most of us in its clutches grind culture. And she wants us to resist it by resting. Resting, as in napping, as in taking a Sabbath from social media, or really doing anything that connects your mind and your body. And she refuses to trivialize this as another trendy self-care option. And she urges us not to be lured into the false premise that the best reason to rest is so that we can go on to be more productive. As she writes, our collective rest will not be easy. All of culture is collaborating for us not to rest. I understand this deeply. We are sleep deprived because the systems view us as machines. But bodies are not machines. Our bodies are a site of liberation. We are divine and our rest is divine. Bodies are not machines. Our self-worth ought not to depend on our productivity. Exhaustion should not be a badge of honor. Rest is divine. If all of this sounds a little suspect to you, a little much, I understand. But think about how long we have been saying that the personal is political. If how we see bodies and how we understand our own embodiment has political implications, must it not also have theological implications? Jesus never said, rise and grind. Jesus never told people, you can sleep when you're dead. Rather, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need rest if we are going to be able to find the peace that Jesus offers us. We need self-compassion and self-respect if we are going to be the agents of liberation that God intends us to be. And what a glorious thing it is when we can say with the psalmist, you have put gladness in my heart. I lie down in peace. At once I fall asleep. For only you, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, and came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Jesus, our Christ and our peace, as you did with the disciples in their time, help the leaders in your church today give witness to the truth of your words and the fullness of life to be found in following you. Energize their message and engage our hearts and minds so that we may face each day with confidence, proclaiming you by thought, word, and action. We pray especially for our presiding Bishop Michael, our Bishop Megan, and all who minister in your church. O Lord of wonders,
fill us with peace and with faith.
Jesus, our Christ and our peace, give to our elected, appointed, or self-declared leaders wisdom, compassion, and the ways of justice and mercy as they chart the course of life on our planet, in our nation, and in our communities. Fill us with the courage and grace to hold you in our hearts as we hold them accountable. O Lord of wonders,
fill us with peace and with faith.
Jesus, our Christ and our peace, calm the fears and pain of all who suffer through physical or emotional illness, addiction, or despair, and grant respite to those who provide support. We now join our hearts together to pray for those in need.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, especially Gaza and Ukraine. For the victims of yesterday's mass stabbing in Bondi Junction, Australia. And we pray for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, and for Michael L., Garda J., Carol G., Mary H., James and Kathy W., Susan and Jim W., Lenine B., Susan, David S., Doug and Joanne W., Mark B., and Nicholas B. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
O Lord of wonders,
fill us with peace and with faith.
Jesus, our Christ and our peace, we pause in this moment to offer you our heartfelt thanksgiving for all the blessings of this life. With grateful hearts, we pray especially for the members of this church who give so generously their gifts of time, talent, and treasure. Lord of wonders,
fill us with your peace and with faith.
Jesus, our Christ and our peace, ease our grieving hearts and minds with the comfort of knowing that those who have joined you in the glory of resurrection now dwell in the eternal gladness and freedom of salvation. We pray for those who have died and those who mourn.
Rebel.
Lord of wonders,
fill us with peace and with faith.
God of the beginning, the now, and of all that is to come, we ask that as you raised Christ, you will raise us too, that we may live in faithfulness of heart, mind, and soul. Give us the peace that passes understanding and remind us of the joy that is found in serving one another. We ask all this through the name of Jesus, our risen Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our sanctifier, who together with you reign as one God forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the announcements. We have a vestry member, Anthony Amato, here to share some announcements with you.
Good morning. Yes, the reason you all come to church, the announcements. As Pamela said, my name is Anthony Amato, and there are...
You need to move the microphone just a little bit.
Is that better?
Yes. Okay.
My name is Anthony Amato, and there are a few announcements on your yellow sheets that I would like to call your attention to. First, we have our upcoming Bluegrass Mass. That's next Sunday, April 21st, 4 p.m. here in the sanctuary. Our choir has been working extremely hard on this, and so have the guest musicians that will also be lending their talents and their love of bluegrass to this performance. Admission is free, so please come on down.
Y'all come.
Next up, we have the Diocesan Fearless Faith Revival. On day 2 of the revival, Saturday, April 27th in Roseville, St. Martin's and all the work our parish has been doing to strengthen our position as a zero-carbon church will be featured as one of the stories of courage. So if you are proud of the environmental work that this parish has been doing, or if you just want to participate in the only in-person diocesan event this year, please, you are very much encouraged to attend. Furthermore, the event is still in need of volunteers to greet attendees and show them around. So if you have any questions and you are interested in volunteering, please speak with Reverend Pamela. Let's see, next is, this Saturday, April 20th, the Davis Lutheran Church will be hosting a picnic day barbecue fundraiser, the proceeds from which will be going to Stake. Stake is one of our community partners, and they do wonderful work fighting food insecurity in Yolo County. Finally, just a quick update on the ceiling. The vestry has approved a task force that's going to be acting as the liaison between the parish and those actually working on the ceiling. Solani Glass now has most of the information they need to formulate a restoration proposal, and we hope to have the proposal in the next 6 weeks. In the meantime, we'll be working to reinforce the cross by the end of this month, after which the scaffolding will come down, and just as we got used to our little friends up there. So, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. That's great. The only thing I will add is something that's not in the yellow sheet, you may have heard a few weeks ago, we were asking for volunteers for today from 12 to 5 who would be interested in being trained for CPR. And what's it called?
AED.
The defibrillator that we've received the instrument, and now we need people to be trained on how to use it. And so we have people coming out to give a 5-hour class, but you will be certified at the end of that. Anyway, we got enough volunteers, and then a couple of people had to bow out at the last minute. So if you're at all willing to do this, we are paying for it, so it's a chance to receive this really important training for free. So that's happening today. And if you, as you're leaving church, just let me know or talk to Gabe. Gabe is our director of operations. He's there in the back, and he's the one who's coordinated all this. So thank you for being willing to at least consider that. Do we have anybody, if you are new or have not yet received a goodie bag, even if you've been here once or twice, our great Joni, our great usher Joni, has bags in the back, and we won't make you like stand up and introduce yourself or anything, but we'd be happy to offer you a goodie bag if you just raise your hand. And I think we have some celebrations and milestones.
We do. We have at least one birthday. Jean Lyon is celebrating her 92nd birthday.
Wow, that's a good one. Does anyone else here have a celebration or a milestone that they want to share with the parish? Neil?
Our son Jonathan and his wife Sherry are going to be celebrating their first wedding anniversary.
Aww, a first wedding anniversary. That's so great. So we've got a wedding anniversary and we've got a birthday. Well, we have on page 5, we have the prayer for celebrations and milestones, and we say it together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our communion stations will be as usual. We have communion on this side where the bread is intincted into the wine, and I hand that to you. On this side, the bread and the wine are separate, and you can choose one or both when you come forward. So just come down the middle aisle, pick your station, and return down the side aisles. All are welcome to receive communion here. We have gluten-free hosts that are available. We can also bring communion to you if you're not able to come forward. Just let one of the ushers know. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God. Through Jesus Christ, your eternal word, the wisdom from on high, by whom you created all things. You laid the foundations of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, Holy One of blessing. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we sing with joy.
Oh,
are yours, creator of all. Your word has never been silent. You called a people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them to a land of promise. Of your grace, you gave Jesus to be human, to share our life, to proclaim the coming of your holy reign, and to give himself for us, a fragrant offering. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. We thank you that on the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, said the blessing, gave it to his friends, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection and ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory and presenting to you these gifts your earth has formed and human hands have made, we acclaim you, O Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of your Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ, and in the fullness of time, gather us with Blessed Martin and all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Through Christ, and with Christ, and in Christ, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we worship you, our God and Creator, in voices of unending praise. Blessed are you, now and forever. Amen. First in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria. Ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks
be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.